in the limelight.
A recent study by researchers at the University of California, San Francisco found that more than 2 million fentanyl-filled fake pills were seized by U.S. law enforcement agencies in the last quarter of 2021 alone, an indication of how common they have become in the nation's illicit drug supply. In this regard, we have prepared for you an article written by Erin McCormick titled U.S. Teen Overdose Deaths Double in 3 Years Amid Fentanyl Crisis. Stay tuned for more. A new study has found drug overdose deaths among high school-aged U.S. teens have more than doubled since 2019, driven by a rise in the deadly opioid fentanyl. Researchers at the University of California, Los Angeles, who analyzed mortality rates among 14 to 18-year-olds over the past decade, found that while drug use among this age group is actually falling, fatalities are on the rise, jumping from 492 in 2019 to 954 in 2020, then climbing to 1,146 in 2021. Researchers attribute this to a flood of counterfeit pills, which look exactly like real oxycodone or Xanax tablets, but actually contain fentanyl, a synthetic opioid so potent that one counterfeit pill can prove fatal. Vast quantities of these fake pills are being smuggled into the country and are circulating in the illicit drug market, meaning that teens often ingest the deadly drug unknowingly. Joseph Friedman, who led the study published on April 12th in JAMA, said, "We are seeing really young kids start to die because the illicit drug supply has become extremely toxic." The study found that the rates of drug deaths are highest among indigenous and Hispanic teens, but that young people of all races are affected. Friedman said it's scary stuff, adding the deaths represented the major first overdose spike seen in adolescence since tracking began. Teens are continuing to experiment with pills. The pills are just getting much more deadly. A recent study by researchers at the University of California, San Francisco found that more than 2 million fentanyl-filled fake pills were seized by law enforcement agencies in the last quarter of 2021 alone, an indication of how common they have become in the nation's illicit drug supply. The UCLA study cited survey data showing that the number of 10th graders reporting having used drugs in the past year held the steady at about 30% between 2010 and 2020 and then dropped to only 18% during 2021 as the pandemic stretched on. Morgan Godwin, a Portland, Oregon-based drug addiction researcher and co-author of the study, said, "A really important fact here is that more kids are not doing drugs," adding, "The drugs they are doing are just incredibly more lethal." The study comes at a time when the number of overdose deaths in the U.S. has exploded to more than 100,000 a year due to the huge amounts of fentanyl and other synthetic opioids saturating the country's drug supply. Fentanyl is as much as 100 times more potent than morphine. Friedman said these counterfeit pills are spreading across the nation and teens may not realize they are dangerous. The researchers said while many adult users may know the pills they are buying on the street markets actually contain fentanyl, youth most likely believe they are getting genuine pharmaceuticals. Godwin said kids think that pills are very safe, adding, because while they might not have been prescribed to them, they were supposedly prescribed to someone, and young people believe the purity does not vary. In reality, though, the opioid dosages in counterfeit pills can vary dramatically. The Drug Enforcement Administration estimates that 4 in 10 seized pills contain potentially lethal doses. The authors call for more drug education in schools, giving kids realistic information about how to protect themselves from fentanyl. Friedman said high school might be too late, adding we need to include information about drugs on the street in school even earlier. The researchers said youth should also be given education about and access to Narcan, the overdose reversal drug, which can revive someone who has overdosed, and fentanyl test strips, which can detect counterfeit pills. Researchers and youth advocacy groups say teens are often easily able to obtain the pills from friends or from local dealers who offer them on social media apps like Snapchat or Instagram and sometimes deliver them straight to teenagers' homes. Guardian interviews with families that lost teenagers to accidental overdoses from fentanyl pills show that it can happen to anyone. In February 2021, Sammy Berman Chapman, a 16-year-old straight student and the son of the television trappist Laura Berman, died in his bedroom in Los Angeles after taking what he thought was single Xanax. In Arizona in 2020, Zach Plunk, a 17-year-old star high school running back, died after taking one tablet, labeled to look just like a pharmaceutical M30 oxycodone pill. In both cases, the tablets bought over social media turned out to be deadly doses of fentanyl. Snapchat recently announced increased measures to combat drug dealing on the platform, while Instagram has said the company works to remove such content. Plunk's mother, Wendy Plunk, said it's just so sickening, adding there is still not enough being done to stop kids from getting the fake pills over social media sites and to warn them about the danger. She said we need to get the word out. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 100,000 people died from overdoses in the U.S. in a 12-month period ending in April 2021. Drug researchers say it's the biggest increase ever seen in the U.S., and it's only rising each month. Nora Volko, director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, told The Guardian fentanyl is driving the majority of those deaths, associated with at least 60% of the fatal overdoses, a 50% increase in a single year. She said it's devastating, adding it's an epidemic within the pandemic. Deaths from fentanyl were already on the rise across the country, but the pandemic supercharged their speed and intensity. Volko said it's not unusual to see people turn to drugs or alcohol during times of crisis, adding, but what we didn't expect was that during that period, there will be a massive increase in the entry of these illicit substances into the country. Dramatically more fentanyl is coming into the U.S., making the drug supply increasingly dangerous. Daniel Sicaron, the Justice Minor Endowed Professor of Addiction Medicine at the University of California, San Francisco, said, the trajectory is up with no leveling off, adding there is nothing that says it's slowing down. He said a triple wave of opioids from pain pills to heroin to fentanyl is wreaking havoc. Another alarming trend is rising with the dominance of fentanyl. People who have never used opioids before are dying from single fatal encounter with fentanyl. Volko said they are not opioid users and they don't know that these drugs are contaminated and they die with one single exposure. Even for those who are accustomed to taking opioids, it can be difficult to judge a safe dosage of fentanyl. Most experienced drug users don't prefer it, but as prescription pills and heroin became harder to get, dealers have increasingly begun mixing fentanyl into the supply. Experts and grieving families are seeing alarming numbers of people, even children, taking what they think are legitimate Percocet or Xanax pills with friends.